Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh Madden. It's Thursday night and it's 8 p.m. unless you're listening to this as a podcast, but that's a whole nother conversation for another time. Let's get first person started. It's a brand new first person this week. As you can tell, my voice is a little hoarse because I've been out and about and traveling and doing all kinds of stuff. I'll fill you guys in later. I just want to get right into the first song tonight. Blah, 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 blah. I want to get right into the first song tonight. I'm not gonna explain the show. As you guys know, if it's your first time listening to First Person, every time is different. Everything always hopefully is new music or music you haven't heard in a while. Let's stop talking. Let's just get into the first song. I'll be right back. First song is a song from a guy called Little Richard. Check it out. First Person.
Come well done.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
She made grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
And if I go to hell on bending knees,
can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Oh, won't you kindly be aware that I can't help it?
I can't help it.
Because I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer would be the girl can't help it, and she's in love with me.
She can't help it, girl.
What they call the mold.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
The girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
And if she's got a bigger made to squeeze.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
I'm hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, if she's in love with me.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Hey, what's up? It's Josh, and you're listening to First Person, and that was Little Richard with The Girl Can't Help It. And so this week, what I thought about, I've been out, and I traveled to Montreal, I traveled to Toronto, I played this club called Cobra, and this other club called Music, and I hung out with a lot of people up there, and I've been out. The other night, I went out to eat with my friend here in New York, and we went and saw my friend Terry DJ, and saw a bunch of other DJs, and I just realized that a lot of stuff that we play that we've been playing is, you know, new and old, but I don't get to play stuff like this very often. And I've done a couple of oldies shows, but I think everything on this show I haven't played yet. And the idea is hopefully that if you download all the podcasts, you can listen to them. And there's no repeats. There's really no conscious thought of what goes into this. It's every different thing. So if it's your first time listening to First Person, I apologize that my voice is all lost, but I've been talking like nonstop. I talk a lot, and in real life, if you get me talking, anyone will tell you that I don't stop. But anyways, so yeah, this week I'm gonna answer some questions from the Tumblr. Mr. Mean is my Tumblr, and I just want to give a shout out to my younger brothers. Got Tumblrs in the last week or two. And my friend Frankie, our friend Eeknarf, got Benz and Joel on Tumblr. So everyone's doing it. If you're not on Tumblr yet, it's kind of cool. It's a lot like Twitter, but it's just pictures, and it's cool stuff. You can you can kind of like take your own pictures, and I think anything that inspires and encourages creativity is good. So I'm going to get back into the show right now. We'll answer some questions. I'll talk about some other stuff that I'm doing, some new projects, some writing. And yeah, I'm really, really stoked because this next song is called Just One Look, and it's one of my favorites. It's very kind of romantic-y. So I don't know. Check it out. Just One Look by Doris Troy.
Cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Boys will call my dime out for loving, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your camera, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. Some good old loving, and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes I am. Good old
Hey, what's up? It's Josh. That was Just One Look by Doris Troy and Hard to Handle by Otis Redding. This is First Person, and tonight we're going through some, I don't know, just good oldies. I'm going to be DJing a friend's wedding thing. I've done a couple wedding things in the last couple months because a bunch of my friends are getting married and I always get called on for music. So this list of like oldies is never ending. I have like 3 hours of like good oldies that I guess basically I think we sometimes kind of forget, you know. I don't know, everybody, I grew up listening, hearing like I think it was Extra 104. It was there was a DC station and Wolfman Jack had oldies, and you know, I don't know, I think maybe with the internet we lose some of the, you know, like every different station on the radio used to be a different kind of station. Like when growing up, every different station used to be a different station. It was like a rock station, an R&B station, the hip-hop station, you know, pop music station, oldies station, talk station. And it's crazy because, I don't know, whatever, I'm not going to get into the radio. First Person is about us having our developing our own opinions about music. So I like playing oldies because there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, the listening to Otis Redding and hearing Hard to Handle, you know, reminds me of the Black Crowes. And you know, I didn't know of that song before, and the Black Crowes kind of like showed us that song. It was an awesome cover. Anyways, what can I do right now? Maybe I'll read, I don't know, maybe I'll answer a question or two, because I get a lot of questions to the Tumblr, and it's awesome because I don't know how many people are seeing anything that I make. So it's kind of cool when people write you questions because you realize that people out there are actually like checking it out. You don't know. If no one says anything, you don't know. So, and my website's down because it's being rebuilt right now. So I'll answer a question really quick. Really, really quick one is, have you ever encountered any prejudice because of your tattoos? If so, how did you feel about it? I just got a job at a bank, and though I expected it, it's a bit discouraging that I have to keep my arms covered because of the way I might be perceived by some people. This is asked by a girl who goes by Lacers. I guess maybe her name is Lacey or something. Anyways, thank you for writing, and thank you for bringing up a valid point. I've noticed, I forget that I have tattoos. I really do. Honestly, 100%, I forget that I have tattoos. I forget that my friends have tattoos. Just because I guess I'm always looking at people's face when they talk to me, and I just forget, like, it just looks like a shirt anymore. I love tattoos, and I have like 3 or 4 more that I'm going to be getting soon. And, I think that, you know, I really do. I sometimes forget that I have tattoos, and I forget that people have prejudice. Because I live in New York, and usually it's pretty okay, but every once in a while you're walking down the street and like a kid will run up and the mother like grabs them, like you're, you know, you get these kind of feelings sometimes when you're walking in stores or you walk in places, and you know, people I guess don't really realize that, first of all, tattoos are not cheap. You can't be, you know, they take time and they take effort and they take skill and they take money to get. So you know, I think tattoos, some people don't realize, like, a tattoo is just like owning a car. You know, like, having sleeves of tattoos is, like, not cheap. And if they're done right, they look great, you know. I don't know. I guess I really don't think about the prejudices of people that people have toward me until sometimes it comes up. You know, sometimes people follow you around a store or do whatever. But I really think I've just come to the place where, you know, tattoos, I really think that it's just, I think it's just people have their own fears of different things or their own small minds. So working at a bank is a cool job, though. I think that's congratulations on having a job. And I mean, I wear long sleeves a lot now because I kind of like don't want people to get the idea that I'm cool or something because I have tattoos, or that I'm like tough or something because I have tattoos. Like, sometimes it goes the other way. Other than prejudice, sometimes it goes the other way. Like, people think that you're... People ask me all the time, like, are you in a band? Or, you know, different things. And I kind of just want them to talk to me about other things, you know? Just, like, normal stuff, you know? And, so, I think covering tattoos, I've just come to find it as, like, sometimes, like, I don't show my tattoos just because I don't want that to be people's focus, you know? So don't see it as a prejudice. Just see it as people are focused on you and not, you know, they're just real focused on you. So maybe they want to, you know, maybe that's an opportunity for you to do something cool and, like, get, you know, people always, I say, people look once for whatever reason, and the second time they look is because you gave them a reason to look. Just make that a good reason, you know? Anyways, I'm going to get back into the show. I'm going to play a song everyone knows and probably loves from the Four Tops. First Person.
Oh,
this is Josh. That's the Forest Tops with I Can't Help Myself. And You're My Remedy by the Marvelettes. I like that group. It's cool. I don't know. Sometimes I sit around and Google like Motown favorites or hits or whatever. I just find new stuff or stuff that I haven't paid attention to before. So yeah, this week we're going through just a list of oldies. Like I'm playing, like I said, I'm like getting asked to do a lot of music for weddings right now. So it's cool because I'm going through and like finding all these different stuff from the 80s and from, you know, way before. And I guess I just wanted to, my voice is hoarse. I was saying before, my voice is really hoarse because I lose my voice like every night being out, working in loud environments and stuff like that. And it's cool, I think, to be out and hear new music, but I think it's also cool to go back and play some oldies, golden oldies. I wanted to share with you guys that I'm writing for a new website. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce it yet, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it here. Writing every Monday, there's going to be a piece up for me on my friend's website. Hello Giggles is started by a girl named Molly and a girl named Sophia and a girl named Zoe. And when I first heard about it from my friend Sophia, I thought it was a really cool idea. I expected it to be really cool, but it's turned out to be really bigger than I could have ever imagined. It's sort of like Funny or Die, but it's run by these girls that are really funny. And I think if you're a girl, you'll definitely like it. If you're a dude, I think you might be surprised at how much you like it too. But they asked me to do some writing for them, and I'm super, super honored, and I'm glad to be involved. And so every Monday, some writing is going to go up, and it looks like I'm going to be writing about music, obviously. So yeah, I'm writing about music for Hello Giggles, and that's pretty cool. If you look it up, I'll see if I can get Tom to put up a link just so that we can shout them out. And what else is going on? Like I said, I just went to Toronto and Montreal, and that was awesome. I just thank you guys up there, everyone up in Canada. So great to me. I want to go to Canada so much more. I had some great experiences, and I'm going to be writing about that. If you're in Canada, thank you guys so much. If you've never been to Canada, it's actually really, you get a passport and it's pretty easy to go, and it's just really beautiful. It's a really great time. It made me kind of like I flew a couple times in the last, you know, couple days, and I got to see I listened to music and I was listening to some of these oldies, and flying over, you know, the land, and just like, I don't know, it was pretty, whatever. It's pretty good. Anyways, I'm gonna get back into the show. This is what we're here for. I'm gonna play this song from Sam Cooke, First Person.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. A lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. Twisting the night away. Here's a fella in blue jeans.
dancing with the older queen, who's dolled up in her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. One more time.
Hey, what's up? It's Josh, and you're listening to First Person, and I say that after every break, and maybe I should learn. I know there's probably a rule somewhere in radio school that you shouldn't do that, but I didn't go yet, and maybe I'll go to radio school one day. Maybe I'll get to ask Howard Stern, or maybe I can ask Jason Ellis, who will probably just make fun of me. That was Twisting the Night Away by Sam Cooke and Build Me Up Buttercup by The Temptations. And this is the First Person. We're playing some good oldies. And I was going to answer another question that someone wrote me on my Tumblr. Tumblr is kind of like Twitter if you're not on it yet. It's T-U-M-B-L-R. And it's kind of like Twitter, but it's more picture-based and is more like, it leaves more room. It's just kind of like an easier, faster way to blog. And while my blog is being rebuilt, I've been using Tumblr. And my Tumblr is Mr. Mean. And people write me like, a lot on there, probably more than emails. My emails is just josh@joshmadden.com, but people just write me more on Tumblr. I guess maybe because it's easier. I don't know. Maybe they're shy like me sometimes. But this girl wrote, her name is Raylene on Fire, and she asked, what is your favorite childhood memory with your brothers and sisters? And first of all, I'm wondering if Raylene on Fire comes from The Morrissey song Hairdresser on Fire. If it does, awesome. If it doesn't, it just reminded me of that song. So that's one of my favorite songs, by the way, and one of the many favorites. But thank you for reminding me of that song. What's my favorite childhood memory of my brothers and my sister? You know what's crazy is it's summertime, so my memories are always kind of seasonal, or like song, or like, you know, food related sometimes. One of the memories that I have of the summertime is we were given a long time ago. We lived in the woods, in the middle of nowhere, with no one around, no real neighbors. And we were given this old, like, little 50cc mini bike. And to us at the time, it was like regular size because we were little. And, you know, we lived way out in the country. And there was no real place to get gas nearby. It was like a while away. It was really just like almost a mile, but it seemed like, you know, when you're little, it seems like forever away. So gas, the gallon of gas that we had was like, had to last as long as it could. And, you know, when you're little, you don't have any way of getting money. But we rode this 50cc motorbike like crazy. And in the summertime when there was no school and there's four kids, you know, you would wake up in the morning and the first person to wake up and get downstairs and get to the bike, the motorcycle, the little dirt bike was gone. You know, you would go out in the woods and you would go to field or something and you would just disappear, because if you came back to the house and mom was around, she would tell you that you could only ride for 15 minutes and then you had to bring it back. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty funny because we didn't, you know, have a lot or whatever, but we had this bike and I think my uncle gave it to us. I don't know whatever happened to it. It went away eventually. Maybe it broke or something. But man, we rode the hell out of that thing. And one of my favorite, but not favorite memories was like waking up in the morning during the summer and you would hear the dirt bike. So you were like screwed, because you knew that like someone had just gotten on it and taken off. So I don't know, it was a good memory. It was also like there were fights about that. They were like, we fell, we definitely had some serious spills on it. But I'm really good at riding bikes, and I mean, I don't say I'm good at a lot, but I'm really good on a bike. I ride my bike in the city. I can ride a BMX bike, you know. I can handle myself on a motorcycle because I started at a really young age, like on this dirt bike, on this little 50cc bike. And I'm okay. I can skateboard some, you know, like I don't really do it in public because I'm mad embarrassed. And I don't play guitar out in public a lot, but I'll ride a bike in front of anyone because I'm pretty sure I owe a lot of gratitude to my uncle who somehow passed along that bike to us. And I don't know how long we had it. I just remember one summer waking up every day as early as I could to try to get on the bike. And I learned how to jump. I learned how to do everything on that motorcycle. So that's probably one of my best memories that I don't think anyone shares a lot. So I don't know if anyone's ever told that story, but there's more to it. I'm sure my brothers and my sister have their own memories of it. But yeah, like that bike, that summer in that motorcycle was probably one of the best memories that I have. Anyways, thanks for Raylene on Fire for that question, and I'll get back to the show, First Person on IW Radio.
You know you Teenager in love.
Hey, what's up? It's Josh. That was Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers and A Teenager in Love by Dion and the Belmonts. I love that song. I've loved that song for a really long time. And hopefully, I'm just going to say it again, hopefully listening to First Person, whether it's a podcast, Tom, or whether it's live, hopefully, A, you're tweeting everyone and telling them to check out my show. It's because you love me so much. I'm just kidding. Hopefully you're hearing some stuff and you're like looking up new stuff, because we have all these crazy awesome things that are built, you know, these Spotify's and these Groove Sharks and these, you know, Pandora's, and I think they're awesome. I think it's cool. I think you can type in Dion and the Belmonts into Pandora and hopefully hear a bunch of stuff that like reminds you of that, you know. Like, I'm really blessed because for me, music is like, I have a built-in Pandora. Like, I'm just really weird with the music, and I just, like, look, I'll just start remembering. I recall songs out of nowhere I sing on my bike, like, riding around. Like, all of a sudden, I'll just remember, like, a crazy song that was on the Gremlins soundtrack. You know, like, really weird stuff. And it's schizophrenic maybe a little bit, but the thing about it is we have all this cool stuff, and we also have iTunes now where you can go and, like, buy this stuff, you know, and it's cool. It's not just the same old thing. And hopefully with First Person, every week you're getting into something a little different, whether you go from Rancid to Omarion to Dion and the Belmonts to Frank Sinatra. Like, hopefully every different week, like, we're getting into music together, because that's usually what you and I would talk about. If you were with me in a room eating a slice of pizza, we'd be talking about music probably. Or maybe if you were a girl, your problems. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. That's just a joke. I'm just kidding. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, hey, real quick, in the middle of the show, I wanted to say happy birthday to my friend Andrew McGinnis, who's one of my best friends in the whole world. And he manages some bands and music stuff, and we met via music, but we're friends, you know, we're just really good friends. And I just wanted to say happy birthday. I'm super grateful for him. And I wanted to give a shout out to Bobby and the guys at the Hundreds, Ashley. For some reason, they've just been on my mind. And I don't know. This is cool to have a show where I can just shout people out and say, like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of you. Like, my buddy Maestro knows. Levi Maestro. Look up Maestro Knows if you haven't already. He's a really good guy, super positive guy, super friendly guy. And it's cool to have this show. You guys have made it possible for me to like shout out people and spread love around. And speaking of spreading love around, I'm going to spread some love with some more music. This is a song called It's Your Thing. It was sampled in a NWA record, and it's from the Isley Brothers. Again, it's like a newer Isley Brothers song than the one I played before. So I'll stop rambling first.
Can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing.
Hey, what's up? It's Josh. That was It's Your Thing by the Isley Brothers and Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. I'm just going to check back in here. I'm going to get back into the show. I'm not going to talk too much this time, I promise. It would be really, really cool one day if I have a studio. Tom. I'm just kidding. This guy named Tom. One day I'll do a show and I'll tell you guys the story of how I met Tom. It's a really, really rad story because I met Tom back when Adobe first started and it was just a random meeting. And one day, maybe next week, I'll plan a whole show and talk about that. But real quick, before I get back in the show, I just wanted to say my email address is josh@joshmadden.com. And my Tumblr is Mr. Me. And my Twitter and XYZ 100 100 100. Hello Giggles, Paper Magazine, Nylon Magazine. There's all these different things that I'm working on. And if you have any questions or anything I can do to help you out, any new music, anything else, just let me know. Don't be a stranger. First person.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Well, I cha 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 cha.
French I took.
Yeah, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Walk,
Hey, what's up? It's Josh. This is First Person. We're coming to the end of the show tonight. I wanted to end this show with A. I'll answer one more question from this girl. Her name is C. Talby. I don't know. C-T-A-U-L-B-E-E. And multiple questions come in every week, like this one. It says, hey, Josh, I'm about to go to NYC. Just wondering, what are some of your favorite places in the city? Now, I live in New York City. I have for 8+ years now, maybe 9 years. And I will tell you first and foremost that some of my places in the city you might not like, because I have never been to the Empire State Building. I have never been certain places that, you know, I don't really hang out in Times Square. That's like a New York City that you just see in magazines. My favorite place in New York City is probably South Street Seaport, because I grew up wanting to be near water, and when I got older, my brothers and I moved to Annapolis, and we were around water, and it just reminds me of being in Annapolis and being around my brothers and my family. And you know, my sister lived there and my mom lives there now, and I love South Street Seaport because it's kind of like, it has that little bit of a touristy vibe, but not in a touristy vibe like Times Square. And there's this restaurant down there called Sequoia. Write it down, S-E-Q-U-O-A, something like that. It's just a normal kind of like seafood and everything, but it's outside and you can get iced tea and you sit up and you're like right near the bridge and the water. And I don't know, to me, it's just like, if you come to New York, that's kind of like the getaway spot for me. Riding bikes in New York City is like one of the biggest things. If you can ride a bike around the city or go, down to Battery Park and on the water, is probably all my favorite places in New York City are on the water, or riding a bike through Central Park. And you can go to Central Park and you can rent a bike and you can ride the loop. And for some reason, for me, it's just like the culmination of like everything in New York City. And it's just really special. I think the MoMA is really great. And I think that if you go to Union Square and sit on the steps and have an ice cream cone or a pretzel, you know, like, there's about 5 places in New York City that are just, that's so New York. And like, people go to Canal Street and buy like fake bags or whatever, like, you know, that's something that you do, you know, it's not going to knock it. But going to eat some pizza at Ruby Rosa in Little Italy, or, you know, going to the East Village, going to the Lower East Side and getting some tacos or something. You know, like, I'm always in cities because I travel so much. I just like to go, like, I just tell people, show me where your, you know, hangout is. And you'll find that, like, that's always, like, cool. You know, Soho, there's all these things, like, that you read about in books or magazines or see in movies. And I think that, like, I want people to see the New York that, you know, that isn't in a magazine. And so there you go. That's my answer. Thanks for writing me. And I was going to take a second because I told Nikki Phillips from Philadelphia. I think her name is Phillips. I think her last name is Phillips. I'm sorry if I got your last name wrong, but Nickadelphia. She always writes and listens to the show and like writes my Tumblr and stuff. So you're awesome. I can't wait to meet you one day. I owe you a slice of pizza and an ice cream cone and a root beer. And that's about it. I who else do I have to shout out? I don't know. There's so many people. I just want to tell my buddy Frankie in Boston, I love him and can't wait for you to move back to New York City, buddy. Friends in Chicago, Mark Moran, RSVP Gallery. Mano is in Australia right now with Kanye. My friends are all around the world. I think Ben and Joel are in somewhere way, way, way out across the world. My brother, like, Bali or something, Benj. I just want to tell you guys I love you. All my friends around the world and all the people I have yet to meet. I love doing First Person every week. Even if it's just 3 people or if it's 30,000 people that listen, I'm always surprised. I'm going to play the last 2 songs of the night. This song, That's How Strong My Love Is by the Rolling Stones, is one of my new favorite songs. I played it for my friend's wedding. My friend Dan and Lauren got married, and they put me onto it. And this other song is by Tommy James and the Shondells. And I'm not going to say the name because it's just awesome. But anyways, I'm going to just go because I'm rambling. I don't even know if anybody can tell what I'm saying because of my voice. First Person every week, Thursday night, 8 p.m., Adobe. I love you, Tom, and everyone at Adobe. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope everybody writes me something this week. If not, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next week. Peace.
That's how strong my love is.